我们请翻开帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
Turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
我们读第一节。
Look at verse 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 1. Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God.
保罗在这里教训信徒要讨神的喜悦。
Here Paul taught the believers how they are to please God.
如果我们所行的已经是讨神的喜悦的
，If the things that we do already pleases God，
那么我们就应该更加努力的继续去行。
Then we should all the more continue and put in effort to to do likewise.
如果你行事从来没有考虑到神喜欢不喜欢的。
If in your actions you have never considered whether God is pleased with them,
你只是考虑到人喜欢不喜欢。
You only consider whether man is pleased with your actions.
那么在这个时候，你应该思想一下。
So at this point of time, you have to consider.
我所行的还要继续这样讨人的喜欢，还是我应该来行神所喜悦的事，讨神的喜欢呢
？Am I to continue the things which pleases man, or should I start to do things and strive to please God?
我们应该认真思想这个问题的。
We should sincerely consider this problem.
因为有一天我们要面对的是神，而不是人。
Because one day we have to meet God and not man.
因此，对于人的评论如何，我们不必那么样的在乎。
So we should not we should not care too much about the criticisms of other people.
我们真正要在乎的就是神怎么样的评论我们。
But rather we should place more emphasis as toHow God considers us.
请看哥林多前书第四章。
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第三节到第五节。
Verses 3 to 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 3 to 5.
哥林多前书第四章第三到第五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 3 to 5. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself.For I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this, but he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord comes, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts, and each one's praise will come from God.
保罗可以说是得到人最大的尊重，但也是得到人最大的羞辱的一个使徒。
Paul can be considered to be an apostle who received the greatest respect from people, and he can also be considered an apostle who received the most despisement from other people.
在他的传道工作里面，他的确得到很多人的赞赏。
In his life of ministry, he indeed received much praises from men.
但是同时，他也遭受许多的攻击。
But at the same time, he too met with many attacks.
他怎么样面对这一些称赞跟这一些毁谤呢
？So how did he face these praises and these attacks？
这些有些是直接的，有些是间接的，但是保罗通通都知道了。
Some of these attacks were praises were direct, and some of this were indirect. But Paul knew of all this.
有一些是从一些所谓小信徒来的，可是有一些真的是从所谓大使徒来的。
Some of these came from the small believers, but some of this came from the great apostles.
对这种种的评论，他怎么说呢
？And with regard to all this, what he say?
我被你们论断，或者是其他的人论断，我都以为是极小的事情。
Says, but with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court.
我虽然不觉得自己有错，因为我问心无愧。
For I know of nothing against myself because I am my conscience is free.
但我也不因此认为我自己就是自以为意的。
But yet I'm not justified by this only.
我不论断我自己。
I do not judge myself.
因为我怎么样的论断解释也是没有用的。
Because no matter how I judge myself, it is of no use.
人的评论有时候真的是很复杂的。
Sometimes men's criticisms or judgments are very complicated.
甚至是矛盾的。
And it may be even confusing.
怎么说呢
？Why do you mean by this?
比如说。关公都有对头人，而曹操也有知心友啊。
So for example, 关公has his enemies, and 曹操 has his confidants.
一个这么样大奸大恶的人，但是还有他的知心朋友愿意为他而死的。
Such a great evil man has his close confidence that they are even willing to die for him.
他一定认为他很好, 值得他为他而死。
And they must think that he is very good, that he is worthy for them to die.
但是一个这么好的人, 好像关公, 但是也有许多的对头人跟他作对评论他。
But such a good man like 关公, he too has many enemies who rose against him.
到底是好还是不好呢?
So whether is it good or bad?
真的是很难
It's very difficult for you to discern or judge.
真的是很复杂,
and it's indeed very confusing and complicated.
在世界是这样,
in the world, it's the same. It's like this. So is it in the church?
就好像保罗一样,
just like Paul here.
我们尊敬他不得了,
we indeed respect him a great deal.
但是却有很多人来攻击他,
but there were many people who blasphemed and attacked him.
但是最重要的是什么呢?
But what's most important?
保罗说,
Paul said,
我都不在乎这一切,
I do not count all these things.
我所在乎的是在神,
but what I look for is in God.
判断我的乃是主,
for he who judges me is the Lord.
不只是我,
not only me.
我们大家都一样,
all of us are the same.
所以他说,
so he said,
时候未到, 什么都不要论断,
says, when the time comes, therefore judge nothing before the time.
意思是说, 你不用那么急, 来去下判断啊,
so it means to say that we shouldn't rush into passing a judgment.
也许你现在毁谤的人, 但是他却是神祝福的人,
perhaps the one who is blaspheming against you is the one who is blessed by God.
也许你现在祝福的人, 到头来, 他原来是神所咒诅的人,
and the person that you may be blessing now, in the end he may become someone whom God curses.
既然是这样, 你为什么要这么快, 这么早下你的论断呢?
Since this is so, why should you be so quick to pass the judgment?
那我们又何必这么样的在乎这一切的论断呢?
And why then should we bother about such judgments?
他说总有一天, 主耶稣会照出暗中的隐情。
He says, one day the Lord will come and will bring to light the hidden things of darkness.
会显明人心里面的意念,
and will reveal the counsels of the hearts.
你逃也逃不掉, 你避也避不开的,
even if you want to escape and hide, you cannot escape from him.
在那个时候我们盼望的就是个人都能够从神那边得到称赞。
And what we hope during that day is that we will receive praises from God.
因此在我们的信仰生活里面,
hence in our life of faith,
我们不必那么在乎人家的赞美或者人家的诽谤。
We shouldn't be too bothered about the praises or the attacks of other people.
可是我们却要非常的在乎神是赞美我还是要来审判我呢?
But rather we should be very concerned about whether God praises us or God wants to judge us.
这就关系到我们的永生啊。
Because this concerns our eternal life.
这是我们要注意的。
And these are the things that we ought to take note of.
因此在信仰生活里面,
hence in our life of faith,
我们要问自己,
we have to question ourselves,
我所行的是神所喜悦的吗?
Are the things that we are doing according pleasing God?
如果是神所喜悦的,
if these things pleases God,
我们应该继续努力去做,
we should continue to strive and do it.
不管人家怎么样的说, 怎样的看,
no matter what other people say or look at us,
我知道这是符合真理的,
I know that this is in accordance to the truth.
我知道这是神所喜欢的,
I know that these things pleases God.
所以不管人家怎么样看, 怎么样说,
no matter what people say or how they view us,
我仍然行神所喜悦的事,
I would rather continue to do the things that God is pleased with.
但是自己知道自己所做的事,
but we know for ourselves what we do.
如果我们所做的不是神所喜欢的,
if the things that we do are things that does not please God,
而是人所喜欢的,
but rather the things that pleases men,
那你还要继续这样去做吗?
Are you to continue to do them?
这我们就应该停止来检讨了。
So we should stop and consider for a moment,
行真正神所喜欢的事,
to do truly the things that God is pleased with.
一位很有名的钢琴演奏家,
there was a very famous pianist,
在整天晚上的演奏会里面,
and throughout the whole night's piano recital,
他可以说一次又一次得到全体观众的掌声和欢呼声。
He could time and time again got the marvelous applauses from the audience.
在那天晚上他可以说他得到了最大的赞赏和最大的肯定。
And it could be said that at that night he received the greatest applause and the greatest affirmation of his abilities.
不过他好像不为这些掌声所动, 他还是面无表情。
But it seemed that he was not moved by all his applause and he was emotionless.
好像他还觉得不太满意。
It seems as though he was still not satisfied.
那每一次他起身, 他转身向会众, 致意的时候,
so every time when he got up and bowed to the audience,
会众终于看到他的眼光啊, 总是望着楼上的一位老先生。
Everyone could see that his eyes were fixed on an old man sitting up in the balcony.
这个老先生啊, 从开始 到现在他都是闭着眼睛很专心地听他的演奏。
And this old man, from the beginning to the point of time, closes his eyes, listening carefully to the music.
他也是面无表情。
And he too was emotionless.
所以这位演奏家每一次转身之下，每一次都很注意这个老先生。
And so every time when this pianist, got up to take a bow, he would take note of this old man.
但老先生还是无动于衷的。
But this old man did not move at all.
也好像不太满意的样子。
And he too doesn't seem to be very satisfied.
终于最后的一首演奏完毕了。
And so he finished his last recital piece.
全体的会众都站起来向他致最大的敬意啊。
And everyone in the audience, gave him a standing ovation.
但是他的眼光还是注意那个楼上的那位老先生。
But his eyes were still fixed on the old man up in the balcony.
终于这位老先生打开眼睛来了。
And finally this old man opened up his eyes.
很慈祥地看住他。
And very lovingly he looked at this young man.
脸上终于露出笑容。
And his face broke out into a smile.
并且向他点点头。
And he nodded his head.
这个时候这个演奏家脸上也开始露出笑容来了。
So at this time this pianist began to smile.
他也得到最大的满足了。
He received his greatest satisfaction.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这位老先生就是他的老师。
Because this old man was his teacher.
当时代闻名的音乐大师。
And he was a renowned musician at the time.
他不在乎台下多少观众的掌声和欢呼声。
He wasn't too bothered about all the applauseand the praises of the people down in the audience.
他只是在乎他的老师这位老先生的肯定。
He only wanted the affirmation by this old man, his teacher.
他的肯定才是有价值和意义的。
And only his affirmation is of value and of meaning.
他的肯定才是真的。
And his affirmation is true.
他终于得到他的满足了。
He finally received his satisfaction.
保罗所要说的大概就是这个道理了。
And Paul was talking about this.
因此在我们的信仰生活里面，
hence in our life of faith,
你在乎谁的掌声呢？
Whose applause are you bothered about?
你需要谁的肯定呢？
Whose affirmation do you need?
如果你需要的是人的肯定和掌声，我肯定你一定会失望的。
And if in your life you require affirmation and applause of men, I can confirm that you will be disappointed.
那我们所做的一切，纵使成功，你已经得到你的报偿了。
And if you are successful in the things that you do, you have already received a reward.
因为你要的就是人的掌声而已吗？
Because what you want are the applauses of men.
主耶稣说，你已经得到你的赏赐了。
The Lord has said that you have already received a reward.
但是如果我们做的是要讨神的喜悦。
But if the things that we do, we want to do it so that we can get the God's pleasure.
我们需要的是神的肯定。
And we need the affirmation from God.
我们在乎的是神怎么样看我们。
And we are concerned about how does God view us.
那我们好像保罗一样。
So we are like Paul.
我们已经到了一个境界。
We have reached this stage.
已经超越一切的掌声和赞美。
Which is beyond all applauses and praises.
也超越了一切的毁谤和攻击。
And it's above all these attacks and blasphemies.
有时候我们对这两样都处理不好。
Sometimes we do not deal very well with these two matters.
在人的赞美当中，我们会忘形。
In the applauses of men, we may forget our ways.
在人的攻击里面，我们也是一样忘形。
And in the attacks of men, we too forget ourselves.
人的赞美，我们很高兴。
When people praise us, we are very happy.
而人的毁谤，我们就很伤心。
And when people attack us, we are very sad.
你有时候想起来。
And when you think about it,
我们所做的一切怎么由人家来评论来控制我们呢？
Why is it that the things that we do, we are being judged by others and attacked by others?
那如果我们的一生的努力仍然继续这样，就是讨好这一些人，讨好那些人，不是很苦吗？
And if all the things we do in life is just merely trying to please this person or that person, isn't it a very difficult life?
所以耶稣基督的门徒们，
and so the disciples of Lord Jesus,
我们的确应该好好去思想。
We should carefully consider this problem.
正如保罗所勉励我们的。
Just like what Paul encourages us.
我们所行的是讨神的喜欢吗？
Are the things that we do pleasing to God?
如果是，
if it's so,
我们应该更加努力的去做。
We should put in more effort to do them.
如果不是，
if it's not,
那也应该是我们醒悟跟调整的时候了。
There's time for us to consider and to change our ways.
我常常问自己，
I often ask myself,
到这种的年龄，
at this point, at this
age, 到这种的地步，
at this point of time,
你在乎什么？
What are you bothered about?
不懂你有没有这样的思想呢？
Have you ever considered this before?
你在乎什么？
What are you concerned about?
保罗很在乎神的评论啊。
Paul was very concerned about this judgment of God.
所以他也勉励我们。
So he encourages us.
我求你们。
I beg you.
我劝你们。
I encourage you.
我们所行的要讨神的喜悦。
The things that we do are the things which pleases God.
这才是真正的福气的。
This is true blessing.
好，那要怎么样行才可以讨神的喜悦呢？
So what are we to do to, in order to please God?
神喜欢的东西不是很复杂、很奥秘的。
The things that God likes.It's not very complicated or very mysterious.
圣经上很清楚告诉我们。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
只不过我们常常忽略了，因为我们以为太过平常了。
But we often neglect them because we think that these are very ordinary.
我们请看希伯来书十三章。
Look at Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
十六节。
Verse 16. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased.
不可忘记行善
says, do not forget to do good,
也不要忘记捐书的事
and to share.
这样的祭是神所喜悦的
For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased.
我相信我们都很乐意的奉献
I believe that we are very willing to make sacrifices.
我们也暗中行了不少的善事
And we have done many good works in hidden.
帮助人、劝勉人、探访人、关心人。
To help people, to encourage them, admonish them, and to be concerned for them.
这是好的。
These are good things.
我们就更加殷勤努力地继续去做吧。
So we should all the more strive diligently to do them.
这就是神所喜悦的事了。
These are the things which pleases God.
多行善事。
To do more good works.
为什么神喜欢呢？
Why is it that God loves these things?
因为多行善事就表示我们可以得胜这个恶。
Because in doing good, we show that we are able to overcome the evil one.
行善是胜恶。
To do good is to overcome evil.
我们的灵修就是要克制这个恶。
And our spiritual nature is to control or curb this evil.
你要怎么样克制这个恶，制止这个恶呢？
How are you to promote and to curb this evil?
你多行善事就可以了。
So you have to do more good works.
因为人的心里面有善念，也有恶念。
Because in the heart of man, there is this...good desires and evil desires.
当善念起的时候，恶念就消失。
When the good desires increases, the evil desires would be lessened.
相反的，恶念如果产生哦，这个善念就会消失的。
And if your evil desires is growing more, then in the same way, your good desires will grow less.
而在过程当中啊，这个善恶观念常常在那边相争。
And in this Through this phase, you'll find that this good and evil desires are always against odds.
有时候也是在矛盾的。
And sometimes it is very confusing.
要打还是不打？
Should I beat him or should I not?
要做还是不做？
Should I do this or should I not?
这些都成为我们内心一种的挣扎。
And all this become inner conflicts or struggles.
可是如果我们当决定我们选择顺从善的时候
But when we decide to abide by what is good,
那个恶就消失了
Then the evil will diminish.
你在这一件事情上你已经胜过这个恶了
And in this thing, you have overcome the evil.
所谓灵修就是培养善念克制这个恶念
And spiritual nurture is to nurture this good desires and to extinguish the evil desires.
有人说我们的情欲啊是属于恶的情欲，就好像那个乌鸦一样，是黑的。
And some people say that our lust is like this evil desires, as black as the crow.
那么我们的善，就说圣灵的旨意，属于神的，就好像百鸽子一样。
And so our goodness is like
好像鸽子。
It's like a dove, which is white.
所以在我们心中啊，就有这个乌鸦跟鸽子了。
So in our hearts we have this dove and a crow.
那你听到乌鸦叫还是听到鸽子叫呢
？So do you hear the calling of the crow or the dove?
那就看你喂养哪一只。
So you see, it depends upon whether you take care of the dove or the crow.
如果你每天都是给乌鸦吃
，if you feed the crow every day,
乌鸦越来越大，越叫越大声了。
The crow will grow bigger and bigger and will call louder and louder.
也有鸽子，不过鸽子。叫到无声无力，因为他没有吃。
And there's still a dove, but it grows weaker and weaker each day because he doesn't have anything to eat.
那如果你不要乌鸦叫，很简单，不要喂养乌鸦就好了。
And if you do not want the crow to call out, then it's very simple, just don't feed it.
你只要每一次喂养这个鸽子。
Just take care and feed this dove.
你顺从圣灵的旨意。
And to go according to the will of the Holy Spirit.
你顺从这个善念。
And to go according to this good desire.
虽然这个恶念好像乌鸦一样，整天在那边呱呱叫，可是你不用理会它。
So although this crow is like this, this evil desire is like this crow calling out every day, you can don't care about him.
那总有一天这个乌鸦就会饿死的。
And one day this evil, this crow will die of hunger.
可是今天人心里面的乌鸦仍然叫得那么大声，因为人常常都是顺从情意，从每一次都是喂养乌鸦。
But today the reason why the crow is able to call loudly is because men often give way to the lust and continue to feed this crow.
难道你不知道发脾气不好吗？
Don't you know that losing your temper is bad?
可是为什么一次又一次发脾气呢？
But why is it that you lose your temper time and time again?
你看乌鸦叫你每次都是喂养它。
You see, the crow calls you and you feed him every time.
如果有一次你不喂养它，
If one day, you, one time you do not feed the crow,
你心里愤怒了。
You get, you're angry within you.
这个恶念产生了。
And this evil desires come forth.
可是你祷告求神帮助。
But you pray to God to ask God to help.
我要顺从善念。
I want to go according to the good desires.
我要克制我的情欲。
I want to curb my passions.
我要借助圣灵的果子。
I want to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我要温柔。
I want to be
我要
gentle.
戒制。
I want to control myself.
那神就会帮助你。
Then God will help you.
那这一次乌鸦叫不出来了，只是在心里叫而已。
Then this crow cannot call out, it can only call out from within.
当然你的脸色也是黑黑了，但是总好过没有，好过有声音出了。
Of course, your face may still be black, but it's better than, taking actions.
但是人家已经很高兴了。
But other people are very happy.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为本来会听到打雷的，怎么没有雷声呢？
Because actually they will hear the sound of thunder, but now they do not hear it.
满天乌云不会吓死人的，打雷才会吓死人呢。
The whole sky is dark, are things which not, will not frighten men, but the sound of thunder will frighten men.
有一次我真的是给雷声吓到。
Once I was truly frightened by the sound of thunder.
你想象不到的，我自己想起来都好笑。
You cannot imagine it. When I think about it, I find it very funny.
有时候我们真的以为哈，我们什么没有见过，但是突然间一个打雷哦，真的濒临崩溃，这个人甩下去了。
So sometimes we think that we are not afraid of anything and we've seen everything, but when a sudden thunderclap comes, we are scared witless.
原来才发觉到自己原来是那么样的幼稚。
And then we realize that we are so naive.
因此我们需要下功夫。
Hence we have to put in our efforts.
我们要培养善念。
We have to nurture this good desire.
多行善事。
To do good things.
那么恶事就会减少了。
Then the evil things will be lessened.
所以当你每行一次的善，就证明你胜过每一次的恶。
So every time you do a good work, it shows that you are overcoming evil.
这是神所喜欢的。
And these are things which pleases God.
这个人已经在变了。
And it shows that this person is changing.
越来越好了。
Become better and better.
越来越善了。
And to be more and more good.
所以我们中国人说啊。
So the Chinese say,
说行善之人好像春之草。
It says, to do good is like a
春天的草。
A man who does good is like this summer grass.
不见其长，日有所增。
You do not see it growing, but it's growing every day.
行恶之人就好像磨刀石。
A man who does evil is like this sharpening stone.
你不见其损，但日有所亏啊。
You do not see it corroding away, but one day you'll find that it has corroded away.
而最重要的，行善最乐。行善是最快乐。
So what is most important is that doing good is the happiest thing.
你不是要追求快乐吗？
Aren't you trying to pursue after happiness?
我常常听年轻人说，哦，这个是 happy hour.
I often hear young people saying that this is a happy hour.
他要追求他的快乐时光。
They want to pursue for the happy hour.
但是有没有停下来想一想看？真正的是快乐吗？
But have they ever stopped and considered, is this truly happiness?
有一些快乐可以维持很久的。
Some happiness can be sustained for a long time.
有一些快乐只是快乐一下子而已。
Some happiness is just for but a moment.
那它的价值都不一样啊。
But its value is different.
你的快乐维持多久呢？
How long can you sustain your happiness?
我们如果吃一个大餐啊，那的确是很快乐。
If we have a big feast is indeed a very happy event.
但是这个乐很快就过去了。
But this happiness passes away quickly.
天下无不散之筵席啊。
There's no feast under heaven which will not come to an end.
但是如果我们去行善帮助人。
But if we do good to help people.
这个得到益处的人他会很快乐。
This person who receives this goodness is very happy.
那我们施舍的人我们也会很快乐。
And the person who gives too feels very happy.
虽然我们的袋子空了，但是我们的心里却满了。
Although our pockets are empty, but our hearts are full.
而这种快乐会维持很久的。
And this kind of happiness can be sustained for a long time.
你回想起来，你还是一样会很快乐的。
And when you recall these things again, you feel the happiness.
而更重要的，
And what is most important?
我们天上的神在观看。
Our Heavenly Father is looking.
看到我们多行善事。
And He sees that we're doing more good works.
我们的神也快乐。
Our God too will be happy.
你看，大家都快乐，何乐不为呢？
Everyone is happy, isn't this good?
更重要是我们心里的平安呐。
And what's most important is the peace in our heart.
行善的人心里才有真正的平安。
A person who does good has true peace in his heart.
因为他知道善。有善报。
Because he knows that the good will be rewarded with good.
哥林多后书第九章。
Second Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多后书第九章。
Second Corinthians chapter 9.
第六节到第十节。
Verses 6
到第九节。
To 9.
哥林多后书第九章。
Second Corinthians chapter 9.
第六到第九节。
From verses 6 to 9. Of this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly.And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he proposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever.
人种什么，必定收什么的。
A man was reap what he sows.
你要相信这一句话。
You must believe in these words.
因此，我们不要行恶，我们应该行善。
Let's not do evil, but to do good.
并且少种的少收，多种的多收，这句话也是真的。
And this words of, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully is true.
所以在我们生活上，我们到底多做什么事呢？
So in our lives.What are the things that we're doing more?
我们多做好事还是多做坏事呢？
Are we doing more good works or more evil works?
我们总以为杀人放火才是坏事。
We always think that committing great crimes are the evil things.
我们骂人，我们给脸色人家看，这个是平常事嘛。
And we scold people or we give them a black face. These are very ordinary things.
所以我们整天这个也骂，那个也骂，这个看不顺眼，那个也看不顺眼。
So every day we scold this person, scold that person, or we will not be happy with this person, or the other person.
我们还就觉得这是很平常。
And we feel that these things are very ordinary things.
但是你知道吗？这就是一种的恶念。
But don't you know that these are these are kinds of evil desires.
那为什么我们不对人家好一点呢？
So why don't we treat other people better?
给人家一个微笑。
To give them a smile.
给人家一个称呼。
Or to call, to address them.
给人家一个温暖的帮助。
Or to give them a warm and gentle help.
给人家一个关心。
Or to show your concern for them.
这些都是我们轻易而为的。
All these things are very small things to us.
但是为什么我们却不愿意这样做呢？
But why is it that we are unwilling to do such things?
而搞到我们人与人之间是那么样的冷。
And what we have done is to cause this coldness between men and men.
所以做好事并不是说你要奉献几十天才是叫做做善事。
So to do good works is not necessary for you to offer tens of thousands of dollars.
尤其在新加坡这么富足的国家和人民。
Especially in this prosperous country of Singapore.
他会说一句：“谁稀罕你的臭铜钱？”
They will say, "Oh, who needs your money?"
但是我们需要人与人之间的关怀。
But we need the concern, between men.
人与人之间的尊重。
And respect between people.
这确实更重要啊。
These things are more important.
这样的人会得到神的祝福的。
And these kind of people receive, the blessings from God.
就像哥尼流。
Just like.
Cornelius. 他就是这样的一个人。
He was such a man.
多行善事。
A man who does more
good works. 他是个做官的。
He was a judge.
可是他没有仗势欺人哦。
But he didn't abuse people on account of this.
他平易近人，他常常帮助穷人。
He, according to his ability, continually helped the poor.
他常常祷告神。
And he often prayed to God.
终于有一天，天使向他显现了。
So one day, an angel appeared to him.
天使说。
Angel said.
你的祷告。
Your prayers.
还有你的周记。
And your good works
已经达到神的面前了。
Have already come before God.
原来我们的神都一直在看我们做什么东西啊。
So actually, our God is always looking at what we are doing.
所以我们应该在日常生活里面多行善事。
We should in our daily lives do more good works.
这是神所喜欢的事。
These are things which pleases God.
请看箴言十五章。
Look at Proverbs chapter 15.
箴言十五章。
Proverbs chapter 15.
第八跟第九节。
Verses 8 and 9.Proverbs chapter 15 verses 8 and 9. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but he loves him who follows righteousness.
神喜欢什么事呢?
What are the things which pleases God?
正直人的祈祷为他所喜悦。
The prayer of the upright is his delight.
追求公义的为他所喜爱。
And he loves him who follows righteousness.
但世界上并不是有很多这样的正直公义的人。
Aren't there many upright and righteous people in the world?
为什么会变成这样呢？
Why has this become like this?
人不是按照神的形象造的吗？
Isn't man created in the image of God?
其实神造的人都是正直，都是公义的。
Actually, the man that God created is upright and righteous.
我们听传道者怎么说。
Let's see what the preacher says.
请看传道书的第七章。
Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
传道书第七章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
29.
Ecclesiastes 7 verse 29. Truly, this only I have found, that God made man upright, but they have sought out many schemes.
传道者这样的告诉我们。
The preacher tells us here.
是的，神造人原是正直的。
Truly, that when God created man, God made man upright.
不过这个正直的人，他却寻出许多的巧计，变成不正直。
But this upright man have sought for themselves many schemes, and they have become not upright.
有一个孤寒的财主是出名的。
There was a very famous stingy wealthy man.
所以有一次他的仆人病了，没有一个医生愿意来看病。
And so one day when his servant fell ill, no doctor was willing to take care of his sick servant.
不是拿不到钱，就是拿不住钱。
If they cannot receive money, it means that the doctor is unable to receive the full sum that they should charge.
但这个病，这个仆人真的病得很重。
Came to in front of every people that you will pay the medical bill.
那我才替你的仆人看病。
Then I will then diagnose your servant.
他就说好吧。
He said okay.
我现在当众宣布。
I will proclaim before everyone.
不管这个医生治好或者治死我这个仆人，我一定重金报赏他。
Says that whether this doctor is able to cure my servant or through his curing the servant dies, I will still reward this doctor.
那医生就很放心的看病了。
And so the doctor was at ease when he treated the patient.
不过终于这个仆人死掉了。
But this patient finally died.
当然你不好意思立刻拿钱啊。
Of course, you'll not be so, you'll be a little bit embarrassed to get your money so quickly.
好，丧礼过后，医生就去拿钱了。
So after the funeral, the doctor went to collect his bill.
他说，你拿什么钱？
And the rich man says, "What money are you looking for?"
你怎么又后悔？你不是当众说要给的吗？
Oh, aren't you regretting now? Haven't you proclaimed before everyone?
他说是啊。
Says yes.
那么请问你治好我的仆人吗？
So have you cured my servant?
他说没有啊。
Says no.
那么请问你治死我的仆人吗？
So did you kill my servant?
这个医生当然不可以说是啊。
Of course, the doctor cannot say yes.
我只是医不好，但我没有治死他，治死他就大件事了。
I was unable to cure your servant, but and if I kill a servant, then this is a major thing.
他说，既然两样都没有
，since you have done none of these things,
那你拿什么钱呢
？So why should you get any money?
我是说，治好他或者治死他，我一定重金重赏。那你两样都没有
？I said that if you can cure my servant or curing the servant through your treatment, even though the servant dies, I will reward you.
这就是诡诈。
So this is deceitfulness.
人本来是正直的。
Actually, man is upright.
但却寻求许多的巧计来。
But they have sought out for themselves many schemes.
不止人与人之间是这样。
And not only between men is like this.
甚至人对神都是这样啊。
And even men towards God, they are like this.
你还记得那个卖牛五块钱、卖那个鸡五百块钱的那个人吗？啊？他卖这个牛哈、五块钱。
This man sold this cow for $5.
但是他卖那个鸡哦， 500块钱。
But he sold the chicken for $500.
还记得这个故事吗？
You remember the story?
他诡诈。
He was very deceitful.
对神都要诡诈。
And he was so deceitful towards God.
我小的时候啊，我们隔壁有一些人。 一个小庙堂啊， 那每一年他们都有大拜拜。
And when I was young, the place where I lived, one of the neighbors, neighboring places was a temple, and every year they would have a great festival.
那么他们拜神的时候啊， 他们献那个馒头啊， 叫做馒头山啊， 那个叫做什么， 好像发糕啊， 小的叫什么， 红红的呢， 那个拜拜起来好像一座山这样啊。
And so during this their festival of worship, they would build up for themselves buns, like big mountains, two big mountains in front of the temple.
那时候我们穷啊，哇，看到多么浪费，这么多么的这个好吃的这个馒头啊，这样馒头山这样来献祭，这么浪费。
And so at the time, because we were poor, when we saw these buns all piled up so high, we were all saying, "Oh, what a waste." Because all this looked very delicious.
那么有一次我刚好碰到，就是他们要开始祭拜的时候，他们做一些准备工作。
And so once it happened to meet them when they were doing the work of preparation for their worship.
那么他们就刚来两个很大的笼子哦，高高的大的笼子。
And so they carried with them two very big cages.
笼子知道吗？ 然后就把这个所谓说馒头哦，慢慢贴在。 它的外面，所以看起来好像一座大山，但是只是外面一层而已啊，里面是空的。
So they and then I saw them taking the buns and sticking to the sides of the cages and to make it like a big mountain, but actually inside it is completely empty.
我才恍然大悟，原来内有奥妙。
Then I realized that there is this great secret in there.
那个时候我就想，他的神，我都看到了，他的神不懂怎么办呢？怎样想啊？
So I was thinking that I have seen this with my own eyes and I don't know what their God is thinking about this.
人不止自欺啊, 还要欺神啊。
Man doesn't just deceive one another, but they also try to deceive God.
难怪传道者说啊,
no wonder the preacher says,
我所找到的只有一件,
that truly this only I have found.
就是神造人原是正直的, 但是他们却行出许多的巧计来。
That God made man upright, but they have sought out many schemes.
这是神所不喜欢的。
These are the things that God is not pleased with.
这甚至是神所恨恶的。
And these are even the things that God hates.
所以他要他的子民行正直。
So he wants his people to do what is upright and righteous.
很多事情我们不能够说我喜欢就可以了的。
There are many things that we cannot say, I like it, therefore it's okay.
你不可以说这是我的事，你怎么看是你的事。
And you cannot say that, no, this is my matter, why should you care about it?
我要怎样行就怎样行。
I will do according to what I think.
问题是你所行的是正直的事吗？
But the question is whether the things that you're doing, is it upright?
你所行的是公义的事吗？
And the things that you're doing, is it righteous works?
尤其是在神的面前，
especially before God，
这却是很重要。
This is indeed very important.
怎样重要呢？
Why is it so important?
请看生命记，
Look at Deuteronomy
16章，
16。
生命记 16章，
Deuteronomy chapter 16，
18节到20节，
verses 18 to 20。 Deuteronomy chapter 16 verses 18 to 20。 You shall appoint judges and officers in all your gates, which the Lord your God gives you, according to your tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. You shall not pervert justice, you shall not show partiality, nor take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous. You shall follow what is altogether just, and that you may live and inherit the land which the Lord your God is giving you.
神的国里面立了许多的官。
And in the nation of God, there were many judges who were appointed.
有大官有小官。
There are the big judges and the small judges.
但是神都对他们说,
But God said to all of them,
你们不可以去枉正直。
You shall not pervert justice.
不可以看人的外貌, 也不可以受贿赂。
You shall not show partiality nor take a bribe.
你要追求公义。
But you should pursue for righteousness.
好叫你存活。
So that you may live.
你审判的不公不义,
if you do not judge righteously and justly,
你要知道,
you must know,
你要面对神的审判,
you have to face the judgment of God.
那你心里很高兴,
so You're very happy in your heart.
幸好我不是做官的。
Oh, it's a good thing I'm not a judge.
我又不是大官，我也不是小官。
I'm not a big judge or a small one.
这句应该对我没有作用吧？
These words are of no use to me.
那你就错了。
Then you're wrong.
在家里面。
In the house.
你就是官了。
You are the judge.
而且是大官了。
And you are the big judge.
你怎么管理你家里的事情？
How do you deal with the matters in your family?
你对你的儿女的 冤情你能够公正处理吗？还是你偏心呢？
Are you able to judge justly on your children's matters, or are you partial?
你也是官吗？
You are also a judge.
你有执行公义吗？
Have you meted out justice, righteousness?
连你的儿子都会抗议啊！
And even your sons may rebel against you.
妈咪说 unfair.
Oh, mother is so unfair.
他也会喊不公平啊！
And he will also shout out, "Oh, it's so unfair."
更重要的，大卫王他这样说。
What's most important is what David said.
请看诗篇15篇。
Psalms 15.
第1节到第5节。
Verses 1 to 5. Psalms 15, verse 1 to 5.
大卫说。
David said.
耶和华，谁能寄居你的帐幕？谁能住在你的圣山？
Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill?
他给我们很清楚的答案。
He gives us a very clear answer.
就是行为正直。 做事公义, 心里说实话的人,
that is he who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart.
那么他是怎样的呢?
And what is this kind of person?
在他的生活上, 处事上, 他怎么表现呢?
How does this manifest his life in his daily life?
你听看,
let's see what it says.
他不以舌头裁谤人, 不恶待朋友, 也不随火毁谤邻里。
He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend.
他眼中藐视匪类, 但却尊重那敬畏耶和华的人。
In whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear the Lord.
他发了誓, 虽然自己吃亏, 也不更改。
He who swears to his own hurt and does not change.
他不放在其力, 他不受贿赂以害无辜。 行这些事的人必永不动摇。
He who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent, he who does these things shall never be moved.
这些不需要怎么解释。
We do not need to explain these things.
因为这些在我们的生活上常常会碰到。
Because we often meet with these things in our daily lives.
当我们在这个时候能够遵循神所喜悦的公义和正直吗？
At this point of time, are we able to do the things which pleases God in terms of uprightness and righteousness?
你祈祷是好的。
It's good for you to pray.
但是圣经说恶人的祈祷是神所不喜欢的。
But the Bible tells us that God is not pleased with the prayers of the unrighteous.
你心计也是对的。
And your sacrifices is right.
可是不公义人的心计怎么得神的喜悦呢？
But how can God be pleased with the sacrifices of those who are unrighteous?
所以在我们的家庭，在我们自己本身。
So in our families, in our own lives,
在我们的生活场址,
in the place where we live,
我们应该遵循公义和正直。
We should observe this uprightness and righteousness.
如果也许我们曾经失败过,
if we have ever failed before,
不要紧,
never mind.
不要再失败。
Do not fail once again.
正如大卫他所说的,
just like what David said,
我的神啊,
my God,
求你帮助我,
please help me.
让我的心灵里面重新有一个正直的灵。
So that I will once again have an upright spirit within me.
这应该是我们要追求的目标了。
And this should be the goal that we strive after.
请看列王记上第3章。
Look at 1 Kings chapter 3.
列王记上第3章。
1 Kings chapter 3.
第10到12节。
Verses 10 to 12. 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. Then God said to him, because you have asked this thing, and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding or to discern justice, behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall anyone like you arise after you.
15节.
Verse 15. Then Solomon awoke, and indeed it had been a dream.
好，你有没有做梦？
Have you ever dreamt?
我们的梦有些很乱的。
Some of our dreams are very chaotic.
如果今天晚上你梦到神向你显现，
If today, tonight, you dream that God appears before you,
神问你，你要求什么东西？
And God asks you, what do you want to ask for?
那你想好了没有？
Have you ever considered this?
只给你三秒钟哦，你如果再慢慢再想这样想那样，梦就醒了。
So it's just 3 seconds, and if you think about this and that, then you awaken from your dream.
你总要先做好准备。
So you must first prepare yourself.
换句话说
，In other words，
在你心里面有一个，你有没有一个打算
？In your heart, have you have this preparation？
我要很多东西。
I want many things.
我也想很多东西。
And I also think about many things.
但如果神只要我求一样
，But if God allows me to only ask for one thing,
哪一样是我生命里面最重要的呢
？What is most important in my life?
很多时候我们不会认真想这一个问题的。
There are many times that we will not sincerely consider this question.
总要等到我们已经没有路了，等到没有时间了。那个时候我们才来想这个问题，或常常太迟了一点了。
Often we'll wait until we have no way out, or we do not have enough time, then we consider this question. But often this is already too late.
不过所罗门早就想好了。
But Solomon has already considered this before.
所以他立刻回答神。
So he could immediately reply God.
我要求神赐给我智慧。
I want to ask God for wisdom.
在第八节他说。
Verse 8 he says.
仆人住在你所拣选的民中，多得不可胜数，所以。求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的名，能辨别是非。
Says your servant is the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people.
因为他求这件事，就蒙主喜悦。
And because he asked of this thing, this pleased God.
他不为自己求寿求福，但是神通通都赐给他了。
And he didn't ask for himself long life or riches.But God gave all these things to him.
他醒起来虽然是一个梦
，and although when he awoke, it was but a dream.
但这却是一个真实的梦
，but this was a true dream.
他真的是梦想成真了
，and his dreams indeed became reality.
他真的成为最有智慧的王
，and he truly became the wisest king.
他也真的得到神所祝福的一切
，and he was truly blessed by God in all things.
我们羡慕所罗门门王的福气
，we are envious of the blessings of Solomon.
可是你有没有学习？所罗门的心呢
？But have you learned from the heart of Solomon?
敬畏真神，追求神的智慧。
To fear the true God and to pursue for the wisdom of God.
这是神所喜欢的。
These are the things which pleases God.
智慧使你能够辨别是非。
Wisdom will allow you to discern between good and evil.
让你能够做出正确的判断。
So they can make a correct and right judgment.
这的确是影响很大。
And this is indeed, this influences or affects this a great deal.
你回想起来，有时候我们真的糊里糊涂。
When you recall back, there are many times that were indeed very muddle-headed.
有些时候自己心里很后悔的，当初为什么做出这样的决定呢
？And at times we feel deep regret within us. Why is it that we have done this thing at that time?
如果我有智慧
，if I had a wisdom,
如果我冷静一点
，if I had calmed myself down a little,
如果我想长远一点
，if I considered further,
如果我耳朵不那么软
，if my ears are not so weak,
那么我就不至于到今天这种地步了。
Then I would not have reached this stage at this point of time.
不是吗
？Isn't it like this?
可是如果你做出正确的判断
，but if you have made the correct judgment,
过后你回想起来
，and when you recall back,
你会很平安，你会很快乐。
You'll be at peace and you'll be very happy.
在当时，我的确做了正确的判断。
Because at that time, I've indeed made the correct choice.
我能够辨别是非。
I'm able to discern between right and wrong.
我能够坚持神的道理。
I'm able to preserve or abide by the word of God to the end.
我没有出卖自己，我没有改变我的信仰。
I haven't betrayed myself. I haven't changed my faith.
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
只有神的智慧才能够保守我们的心。
Only the wisdom of God is able to preserve our hearts.
让我们能够辨别是非，能够做出正确的判断。
So we are able to discern between right and wrong and to do the correct judgment.
请看诗篇十九篇。
Look at Psalms 19.
诗篇十九篇。
Psalms 19.
第七节到第八节。
Verses 7 to 8. Psalms 19, verse 7 to 8. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
再读十二跟十三节。
And look at verses 12 and 13. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression.
谁能知道自己的错事呢？
Who will know of his own transgression?
因此我们常常大意犯错任意妄为
And so often we would do the wrong things and go according to our wrong paths.
但是诗人的经验告诉我们，
but the experience of the psalmist tells us,
如果你看重神的道，
if you esteem the word of God,
神的道就能够保守你，
the word of God is able to preserve you,
会拦阻你犯罪，
and he will prevent you from committing sin,
会使你不至于一错再错，
and he will not allow you to continue your sin time and time again.
因为神的道理能够苏醒人的心，
becauseThe word of God is able to convert the soul,
能够明亮人的眼睛，
and can enlighten men's eyes,
也能够快活人的心，
and can cause the heart to rejoice.
所以在我们信仰生活里面，
so in our life of faith,
我们应该看重神的道，
we should esteem the word of God,
多读圣经，
to read the Bible more,
多听道理，
to listen to the word of God more,
多思想神的话，
and to consider more of the word of God.
你会更快乐，
you'll beMore happy,
你会更平安，
you'll be more at peace,
你会更不容易犯罪的，
and you will not commit sins so easily.
这是很可惜的。
But what is pitiful,
我们耳朵所听眼睛所看的都是世界上的东西，
and the things that we see, the things that we hear are the things of the world.
而神的声音有多少在我们的心灵里面呢？
And how much of the voice of God is in our hearts?
你试试坐下来，你去算一算。
You just sit down and think for a moment.
在一天当中，有多少的时间是神的声音在你心里面说话？
In one day, how much time does the voice of God, is the voice of God heard in you?
实在是少之又少啊。
It's indeed very, very little.
那又怎么样能够保守我们的心灵呢？
So how are we to preserve our souls then?
原来我们的失败就是因为我们心灵里面没有神的忠心。
So our failure is because we are not faithful to God, towards God in our hearts.
而太多世俗的声音杂音吵到我们真的是心都乱了。
And there are many things of the world which cross our hearts so that we are confused.
一位姐妹很有钱。
There was a sister who was very wealthy.
但是她身体却很不平安。
But she was without peace.
所以她就去见她的医生，也是她教会的一位基督徒。
And so she went to look for her doctor, who was also a Christian in her church.
这位医生真的做很详细的检查。
And this doctor gave her a very detailed examination.
能够检查的，通通都检查了。
And whatever he could examine, he has already done it.
他告诉她，你真的没有病。
He told her that you truly do not have any sickness.
但是这个姐妹却认为她有病啊。
But this sister thought that she.Or felt that she indeed has some sickness.
他说不管怎么样，你总要开一个药方给我，给我吃一些药。
Says no matter what, you must give me a prescription and give me some medicine for me to take.
作为一个医生，查不出病，怎么能够下药呢？
So if a doctor is unable to diagnose any sickness, how can he prescribe some medicine?
但是他就是要。
But she insisted on this.
什么药都好，给我心里能够平安。给我能够不那么烦，给我身体能够强壮起来。
So whatever medicine is okay, as long as it will not make me so frustrated and I can find peace.
医生就终于开个药单了。
And so the doctor wrote out a prescription.
读经。
Read the Bible.
每天读经三次。
Every day read the Bible 3 times.
每一次半小时。
And every time 30 minutes.
饭后读。
Read after your meal.
读后要祷告。
And after reading, pray.
他看了以后，他真的生气了，开玩笑。
And when she saw his prescription, she was very angry. Oh, are you playing a fool with me?
这个的确是我们所熟悉的那个药方的那个口头禅呐、啊。但是怎么会是读经呢？
And this is familiar prescription form. But why is it that you write down there read the Bible?
那过了几天
，So a few days later,
他的怒气消失了。
Her anger abated.
他看着医生所给他的药方，
and she looked at the prescription form given by the doctor.
每天读经三次，
read the Bible 3 times a day.
饭后读，
read after your meal.
读后要祷告，
and after reading pray.
反正都没有事情做嘛，
oh she has nothing to do.
那就照医生所说的啦，
so just do according to what the doctor ordered.
就去读经啦，
so she read the Bible.
这样过了几个礼拜，
so a few weeks later,
他看到这个医生呢，
she saw this doctor again.
医生就问他啦，
and the doctor asked her.
哎，这个姐妹，你身体比较好了哦。
Oh, sister, you feel better already, aren't you?
她说是啊。
So yes.
真的谢谢你开的药方。
Oh, thank you for your prescription.
真的是很灵啊。
It is indeed very effective.
其实读经没有什么奥秘的。
Actually, there's no mystery in reading the Bible.
不是真的很灵的。
It is not so effective like that.
但是因为当她读经的时候。
But because when she read the Bible.
她开始接触神了。
She began to draw near to God.
她开始思想神的话。
She began to consider the words of God.
在神的话当中来检讨自己。
And in God's words, she examined herself.
她就发觉到她跟神越来越亲近。
And she found she was drawing closer and closer to God.
所以她的心灵就越来越平安。
And so she was more and more at peace.
她就能够交托给神。
She was able to trust God.
因为她感觉到神真的跟她很亲近。
Because she truly felt that God was so close to her.
所以她的心灵平安，身体就健康起来了。
And because she had peace in her heart, she became healthier.
事实上，很多的病先从心病开始的。
So in actual fact, many sickness comes from sickness in your heart.
人心里面为什么没有平安呢？
Why is it that man has no peace in his heart?
我们以为没有钱，所以我们才那么烦。
But we think that because we have no money, we are so worried.
钱不够用，怎么开心？
We have not enough money to use. How can we be happy?
可是现在很多人钱都很够用啊。
But nowadays there are many people with a lot of money.
可是为什么还是一样烦，还是一样不开心呢？
But why is it that it is still so frustrated and so unhappy?
真的是钱的问题吗？
Is it truly a question of money?
为什么以前的人没有那么多钱，也没有得什么好，每一年去 holiday 去散心，去减压？
So why is it that in the past the people don't have so much money to go on holidays and to enjoy themselves?
你看我们以前的父母爸爸妈妈、哦、尤其是我们的妈妈，一个人要带七八个小孩，没有一打都有半打的。
So look at our mothers in the past. Like my mother, even though she doesn't have a dozen children, she has at least half a dozen.
那个时候哪里会有请工人？
At that time, they will never employ maids.
还不是一样要做家务，还要做工，还要照顾小孩子。
They still have to do the housework and go out to work and to take care of the family.
那个时候也是大男人主义。
At the time, it was still a male chauvinistic period.
也是给老公骂的。
And they were scolded by the husbands.
如果按照我们今天的标准来说，他早都是压力压死去了。
And if according to our standards today, she would already be oppressed till she has died.
你说是不是？
Isn't this like this?
但是却看见到他们生活更快乐，虽然穷，但是开心。
But you look at them that although they are poor, they still lead very happy lives.
也很少看见他们动不动就说离婚。
And you will very seldom see them talking about divorce just over small matters.
也很少说他们的儿女对他说你不了解我。
And they will not meet children telling them, oh, you do not understand me.
他们都能够同甘共苦。
They were able to pass through these hard times together.
这是我们的家。
This is our family.
这是我的爸爸，我的妈妈。
This is my father and my mother.
他们没有钱呢。
They have no money.
但是为什么他们能够这么快乐呢？
But why is it that they're so happy?
今天我们样样都好，样样都富足。
Today we have good things everywhere, and we're so blessed in every area.
但是为什么我们心里却那么样的不开心？
But why is it that we have such unhappiness in our hearts?
我们是那么样的近，却是好像那么样的远。
We seem to be so close, but we're so far apart.
我们是那么样的亲，但是却是那么样的陌生。
We seem to be so close, but yet we are like strangers.
这真的是因为没有钱吗？
Is this because of the lack of money?
我们缺少了神的道理。
We lack the word of God.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
让我们能够看重神所喜悦的事。
So that we can esteem the things that God is pleased with.
我相信你曾经立志要好好读圣经的。
I believe that you have once resolved to read the Bible properly.
但我也相信你停止了。
But I also believe that you have stopped.
有一些了，已经停止了。
Who have already stopped.
读来读去，我都读不到。
I have read it time and time again, but I have not been able to get anything.
你们所讲的我都体验不到。
I'm able to experience what you have said.
那你想一想。
So just consider.
为什么人家读经真的好像这里所说的，能苏醒人心，能明亮人的眼目，能快活人的心。
So why is it that some people, when they read the word of God, they're able to convert their souls, to enlighten their eyes and to rejoice the heart?
而为什么你读不到呢？
But why is it that you're able to do so?
反倒你越读越烦。
But the more you read, the more frustrated you feel.
是你拜的神跟我拜的神不一样吗？
Is it that the God you worship and the God that I worship is different?
还是你的圣经跟我的圣经不同？
Or your Bible is different from mine?
大概是不同了，你的是经编的，我的是普通版的。
Perhaps it's different because yours has golden ages and mine is just an ordinary Bible.
但是不管怎样，
but no matter what,
问题是在你的心。
The question lies in your heart.
你真的有心亲近神吗？
Do you truly have the heart to draw near to God?
所以雅各长老说，
So Elder James said,
你亲近神，神就必亲近你。
Draw near to God and God will draw near to you.
如果你感觉到神真的亲近你，你亲近神的时候，
and when you feel that God is drawing closer to you and you are drawing closer to God,
还会有什么不平安不快乐吗？
Will you still find things which are unhappy in your lives?
原来是我们的心中没有神。
So actually we Because we don't have God in our hearts.
我们有太多世界的东西。
We have too many things of the world.
太多的欲望。
And too many desires.
所以我们不开心。
So we are unhappy.
也难怪主耶稣说。
It's no wonder the Lord Jesus said.
打开你的心门。
Open up the doors of your heart.
让我进去你的内心。
So that I can enter your inner heart.
跟你一同的作王。
To be king with you.
你愿意这样的读经、祷告、亲近神吗？
Are you willing to read the Bible and draw near to God in this manner?
用你的心来亲近神。
To use your heart to draw near to God.
神必定亲近你的。
God will surely draw near to you.
你必然得到神的祝福和快乐。
And you will indeed receive the blessings and happiness from God.